It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday morning, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartan, and today we're going to call this Danielle in the Daytime. The super utility around here doesn't matter. I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up until our Yankees pregame coverage here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Manny Rodriguez and I are live here in Lower Manhattan in the studio, in the Mike Francesa studio. And you know that number, 888-808-1019. Call up, be part of the conversation. So do the Mets have you believing again? Well, I would say my advice is don't do it. For me, the answer is not really. And mark my words, the Mets will be buyers at the trade deadline no matter what. They are not going to be sellers, okay? I do think that if the Mets actually sneak into the postseason, they are not a postseason team. And that's the difference. If the Mets do make the postseason, they are not a postseason team. There's a different distinction there. Because if you look at the National League as a whole, it is so bad that I'm looking at it, I'm going, wow, the Mets might actually sneak in. They might get the final wild card spot. And again, for the record, this third wild card thing is just nonsense, but here we are. But if you look at the league, first, zoom out, look at the league. The National League, as a whole, right now, has only five teams that are above 500. And really, if the Cardinals lose one more game, it's just down to four teams that are above 500. And before you go out and you buy all the Happy Meals with Grimace toys in them, you go out and you buy purple cleats like Pete Alonso's, or you even tattoo the purple dude on your body, or just paint him on your stomach like those guys that they kept showing and showing and showing on the SNY broadcast. Before you do that, I mean, take a look at the Mets schedule this month. I hate to, you know, burst your bubble, but it's an easy schedule. Look back the past couple series, because I did. The Mets split with Philly, and their win was by one run. Okay, good. Good for you. Okay. The Padres are a 500 team. The Cubs, the Nationals, they're both under 500. The Rangers are even worse. And the Marlins, well, the Marlins are the second worst team in the entire sport. And yes, I know you can only play who is on your schedule. I totally get it. Point well taken. But that's the point. The surge isn't because of any purple mascot or players meeting, or maybe a little bit because of that, but it's because the teams on the schedule have given the Mets at this point in the month of June false hope. Listen, I know the Mets were at one point 11 games under 500. I know they're, what, three under at this point? And I know many of their hitters are hot. I point to Lindor and J.D. Martinez and Jose Iglesias. I mean, Lindor, who everyone freaked out about in April and May. Oh, he sucks. His contract sucks. Remember when we compared his career numbers, you and I, in those months? I mean, the message at the time was don't panic. And since May 18th, he's hitting .312, five homers, and an OPS of .902. And in the case of J.D. Martinez, timing is everything. J.D. Martinez, who I had been wishing for two winters now, had his first four RBI game of the season Friday. And he was just acquired by the team in Queens a season too late. And Jose Iglesias, one of, if not the highest batting averages in that National League since his call-up on May 31st. Even Shota Imanaga, who the Mets, by the way, Friday, I was floating around the pool on Friday listening to this on the radio. The Mets forced him into his worst start in the United States of America on Friday. And he said after the game, this is a quote. He said, "I felt their lineup. When I faced them today, they were different. And then how I felt against them the previous time, and today, it was a little different. So I definitely felt like they made an adjustment." And they did. And you saw Mendoza say, "No, we went after the fastball." But sure, awesome, great. Are we also going to address the fact that Imanaga's velocity was noticeably down in that game? His fastball, his money pitch, his bread and butter, his go-to. That fastball was down almost 2 full miles an hour on average against the Mets the second time. And this, I'm comparing the Mets' first time they played him and the second time. So the fastball is down 2 miles an hour on average. And the fastest pitch of the day, max velo, max effort, this time around was 1.5 miles an hour slower than it was the first time around. And to a major league hitter, those are big differences. Clearly. And you won't see the big picture right away. Because besides the Subway Series this week, the next time the Mets have a game, as it stands right now, against a team with a winning record, it's again the Yankees at the end of July, a month to the day from today. So all in between, for a month of games, of course the All-Star break, but for a month of games between now and the next Yankees series, which starts on the 23rd of July, the Mets are not going to face a team with a winning record. So yes, while the lineup is beginning to show signs of life, the pitching is not. That's it. And if you can't pitch, you're not a real threat. No pep talk, no cartoon character, no flurry of trade deadline transactions is going to improve this pitching unit, especially the starting rotation. I mean, is Kodai Senga even coming back? It's almost the All-Star break. And today, as you just heard Anthony Pierno say, he's throwing a 20-pitch live BP in Florida today. 20 pitches today on the 23rd of June. And if he comes back, I mean, who knows? Who knows when that's going to be? Mendoza doesn't even know. He said, this is what Mendoza said. I used the word cautioned. I wrote Mendoza cautioned in my notes. We'll listen to him. But again, I think it's one step at a time. I mean, come on. To me, that sounds pretty ominous. There is no timeline for the ace of the staff because you traded away Scherzer and Verlander. There's no timeline for the ace of the staff to return. And when he does return, how are you going to finagle it so that he gets his extra days of rest, et cetera, et cetera? Look, I saw this on the SNY graphic during the game yesterday. The Mets rotation is ranked 21st in team ERA. And this is during the game yesterday. The Mets rotation is ranked 27th in strikeouts per nine innings, 19th in innings pitched. And then you hand it over to a bullpen who enters the game today on average with the third highest leverage factor in the league, which means they are put in compromising situations, high leverage situations, high stress situations, and that bullpen is just not showing up. As of right now, the Mets bullpen, I looked at all the stats. Believe me, I did it. The Mets bullpen rarely enters the game with the lead. The Mets bullpen is a top third team in the league in blown saves, which is below league average. The Mets bullpen is tied for sixth in the league in losses in relief, obviously below league average. And it's tied for 19th in the league in ERA. These are all things that you do not want to have the stats and rankings associated with your team. And while they're winning games against teams with records below 500 or near 500, this is not an actually sustainable pitching staff from the starters, yes, to the closer. Like Edwin Diaz, are you sure he's not going to have another mental lapse again? Are they still handling him with kid gloves? Fujinami, where is he? Brooks Raley, season-ending surgery, pitched 7 innings this season. And not to mention, Sean Reed Foley, the best arm that they had in that bullpen. 1.66 ERA. Yeah, right shoulder impingement, MRI set for Monday, tomorrow. And again, forget about, I digress from the pitching. Now you got Starling Marte hitting .311 in June at 35 years old now with a nagging, consistent knee injury. A guy whose game is based on speed, gap-to-gap speed, well, one gap speed, I guess, in the outfield, stealing bases, legging bunts out for singles. I mean, this is a guy whose game is predicated on speed, and now he's 35 years old with a consistent knee injury that has been bugging him, I believe they said, for weeks. So Mendoza said he's also going to go for testing tomorrow. So we'll see. And believe me, listen to me good. I'm not dumping on the Mets. I'm just trying to be realistic about them and their situation. I want to be wrong. Believe me, this is so much more fun when the teams are good around here. I want to be wrong about this Mets team. But I'm also going to sit here and call it for what it is. It's an uptick. Maybe you want to use the word winning streak. Fine. But they're playing all right and winning games against a soft schedule, which is going to continue for one more month. And not to mention those teams that are hovering around 500, some of them are going to become sellers. The Mets are not. The Mets, I'm telling you right now, the Mets with Steve Cohen, his ego, they are not going to be sellers at the deadline. The Mets are going to be buyers. So enjoy it. It's a fun time, you know? And by the way, Pete Alonso, like, are you sleeping at first base yesterday? You have Pete Crow Armstrong, who is steal second base, 18 for 18, 100% of the time. You had him dead to rights. Francisco Alvarez had him dead to rights, leading at first base on a pickoff throw to first base. Pete Alonso was just caught sleeping. He just, that's fundamental baseball. That's a mental lapse. So, yeah, Lindor's been having some, you know, he's been having some web gem plays, and good for him, you know. But you still, you know, Jeff McNeil, he is not going to be on this roster past the trade deadline. They're already working Brett Beatty in at second base. They're going to try their hand with him there. I don't think it's going to work. And that's just the evidence that's going to tell you that Jeff McNeil is not on this team beyond mid-July. I mean, there's a lot of things going on with this team. So enjoy it. They're winning some games now. It's a fun time. You know, the Grimace era is upon the New York Mets. And like I said, those guys had the purple belly paint on in the bleachers at Wrigley Field. Great. They kept showing them on the broadcast. Great. Embrace it. But for me personally, I'm not bought in. I'm not believing. 888-808-1019. We go to Barry in Wyckoff, New Jersey. What's up, Barry? You're the leadoff caller of the morning.
I can't believe how I am. Danielle, I'm a huge fan of yours. When I first heard you a few years ago, whenever you came on here, when you were some coach the middle of the night, I'm like, who is this woman? And, you know, but I just, you're the best there is on the whole station. A woman called in the other day and said, and she said, the Mets should hire a female manager. That's what they need. And it's just, well, who would be female managers? I don't know. How about that Danielle? She was a sub coach.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
I couldn't imagine. I think it couldn't hurt. You put him in a shape. Anyway, but you also said there's no other cartoon character that can help him. You tell me if the hamburger has come out and throw out the first pitch, this team would improve. But, you know, they've been fun to watch lately, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
the
11-1 game, and,
definitely.
You know. Every time you think, and it was fun to watch, even when they're blowing every game of the night, they're up 7 runs and they blow it. I mean, that's exciting.
I guess in a different way, yes.
Well, I have to preface this because I am a Yankee fan, but I'm not a Met hater. I mean,
me neither.
You know, I have tons of friends that are Met fans, and I want them to be miserable all the time. But they hate us. But, yeah, it's, you know, the Mets have been fun. I mean, the Yankees, everybody's trying to bail on them. They lost 3 in a row. I mean, come on. I mean, BT and Sean in the morning screaming, this team, not the team I thought they were, no chance of being in the World Series. calm down, man. They make some moves at the trading deadline, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, listen.
We have to make that many.
It's a 162-game season. You can't overreact to a loss or two. It's just, I mean, I can't. I can't deal with that.
Well, you can't blame these what I think about Jet fans, so they overreact and everything.
Yeah.
But, it's going to be a great year. Really, I'm honored to talk to you. As I said, you're out during the day. All your fans probably don't know it. I can get through. I've never called before, but I've been listening to the fan. I've been listening to the fan before. It was a fan. But I think, like, Imus liked his Instagram, Russo, and said, give me a kid. And that's how it started, you know?
Yeah, well, Ben, I'm honored being your first call here. Appreciate it. First call. There we go. First time, long time. I love that saying. 888-808-1019, and the phone number was not lost on him. We go to Mark in Newark. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
What's on my mind, Danielle, is my beloved New York Mets. Mm. So I wake up and I'm hearing you, Mets fans enjoy it. You know, you got the purple guy and you're 11 and you win. He's 11, you win these games, enjoy it. You know, you should really get caught up in all of that. I'm 61 years old. I don't wrap my enjoyment for the Mets around a purple McDonald's character. I think that's kind of demeaning and childish, actually.
For
those who do, go ahead, enjoy yourself.
Well,
I'm not that guy.
Well, listen, Mark. Mark, this is not how it works. I'll talk, you talk, that's it.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Go ahead, do your thing again.
Yeah, listening. I'm just saying, like, the purple guy, embrace it, but I'm also saying that the team meeting had an effect on this team. That team meeting where I believe J.D. Martinez was the guy who stepped up.
I agree with you 1,000,000% it did. I also agree that the coach put Lindor at the top of the lineup.
That's
I think
right.
We got Alvarez back.
Yep.
I think that having J.D. Martinez used his professional 300-plus home run hitting self, teaching young guys like who I really don't like Vientos, but I'm trying to. It doesn't seem like he's taking the lead from, you know, to poke J.D. and say, hey, man, you know, how do I do like you? Because if I was him, that's what I would be doing.
I would sit next to him every chance I could get. I'd sit next to him.
I'd be in his pocket.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, I listen to a lot of hosts right now. I know my team ain't, you know, the best in the MLB. That's okay. I've been a Mets fan for many, many, many years. And when I watch them, what I'm seeing out of them now is that he has the formula for the lineup. He has the formula for the pitching. It takes time. And the Mets have been scratching and clawing and fighting their way back. That makes me happy. But every time we do, Daniel, I keep hearing all the Yankee fans move the goalpost again. You know why? Because when I hear them talk about them, all I hear is, we got we got Judge, he's the best captain in the world. We got Soto, he's the best compliment to Judge. We got this Bombers lineup. We got the best pitching. This, that, and the third.
But every time
I see them play against a team with, as you said, a winning record, they get slow.
Well, listen, Mark, they do. They do have Aaron Judge, who is going to be his running away with the AL MVP. The Yankees do have the best pitching rotation in the league. I mean, it's those are facts. Like, those are actual facts. I get it. I understand. And I did the math last night. And you look at these teams that are around the Yankees, the Brewers, the Dodgers, the Orioles, the Phillies, who they haven't played yet, not till the end of July. I looked at the Guardians, the Braves. These are all teams above them at the top of Major League Baseball standings, not just the AL, the entire league. And yeah, they're 7-10 against those teams. But you also have to factor in that Gerrit Cole, they're doing that without their ace. You know, and they've been putting together. I mean, I'm not defending. I'm just saying they are 7-10 against the Brewers, Dodgers, Orioles, Guardians, and Braves. And you can only play who's ahead of you in your schedule. I get it, and I think it's very silly if you're a Met fan to put this all on a purple mascot. I think it's really silly, but it's embracing it. It's embracing it, and the players only meeting. Yeah, and I also believe in Carlos Mendoza. I told you that when they hired him. I mean, we could talk about that coming up, but he has all the tools it takes to put this team in the best situation to win. Unfortunately, their pitching is brutally bad, no matter how many runs they score. As you said, you admitted to it, And no matter how many runs they score, there's always the possibility that, like, how do I say it? There's never a chance that the Mets seem to just slam the door shut. There's always a chance the other team can come back because the bullpen is so bad. So, again, not dumping on the Mets. I like when they do well. It's just right now, you have to put it into perspective. That's all. I'm Daniel McCartan, 888-808-1019.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.